If you're still stuck for something to give mom for Mother's Day, you better get to the florist soon, and you'll be showing your love by paying premium prices for those geraniums. If pure sentiment will get you by, Weekend Edition essayist Bonnie Wolfe suggests you cook something for mom using one of her recipes from when you were a child.
If I lived closer to my mom, I'd make her a pot of Aunt Ossie's borscht today. My great Aunt Ossie was a wonderful cook who taught my mother to cook, who taught me to cook. I think making that multi-generational dish would be a perfect Mother's Day gift. Passing on recipes is natural for mothers because cooking is about love and nurture. Joni, a woman I know, tells of visiting her dying friend Alana and offering to do anything to help. Alana had a folder holding every recipe she loved and told Joni, "I want to leave these to my girls." So Joni put together a book that Alana saw just days before she died. She told Joni, "This is the best gift you could ever give me." I asked my friends and neighbors to go through their handed-down recipes and to give me not necessarily the best recipe, but the one that evoked the best memories. Without a pause, Bill across the street came up with Mom's War Cake. His mother had learned to make it during World War II because it didn't use rationed ingredients such as eggs, milk, or butter. In Louie's family, the special recipe was something called Millie's Mother's. The formal name is Millie's Mother's Maid's Chocolate Torte. It's made with hazelnuts rather than flour, and red currant jam is slathered between the layers. Louie's great Aunt Millie had the foresight to pack the recipe when she fled Nazi Germany. One recipe I'm nostalgic about is what we called gas company candy. When I was growing up, Minnegasco, the Minnesota Gas Company, sent recipes. For this one, you spread chopped nuts in a pan, boil butter and brown sugar, pour it over the nuts, empty a bag of chocolate chips on top, and spread the melting chocolate with a knife. Let harden and break into pieces. Easy and addictive. The list goes on to include such dishes as Bootsy's funeral mold, Grandy's cheese ball, big fat Jewish turkey, and of course, numerous Jell-O molds. There are no recipes involving truffle oil or foie gras. One of my favorite family recipes came from Annette. When she was married, Annette's octogenarian grandmother passed down her recipe for the hard cookie called mandel bread. It came with a letter that ended, "After reading all this, go out to a bakery and buy something ready-made. It's much easier. Happy Mother's Day."
Fern Wolf's daughter, Bonnie, writes essays about food for Weekend Edition. Recipes can be found on our website, npr.org.